Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Market Watch is proudly brought to you by TopSport, home of the TopSport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858. Okay, this game on Sunday night, our time, down there at Shark Park. We've got the Sharkies, and haven't they lost some players, up against the Raiders. So we've got Dale Finucan, Royce Hunt, Toby Rudolph all out, added to Braden Hamlin-Ueli. So all basically middle forwards. Kyle Iroh in for CSC for Talakai, who's gone into the second row. Jack Williams back to the bench. And Daniel Atkinson and Tuku Hautapua onto the interchange for the Raiders. Corey Horsburgh can't get a spot. So Adam Oriata in, Emre Goulet out of the 17. James Schiller in to replace Albert Hopper. Albert has burned himself cooking. So all the best with that one. Seb Chris is back at centre, and Jordan Rapana to play his 200th game, as I said, in that game against the Warriors. He was spectacular. This is a very interesting game, I think, Tristan. What do you got for your market?
Yeah, I've picked up a lot of injuries in social sport, but I can guarantee I will never, ever burn myself cooking, so I'm always going to be safe there. But it's $1.57 the Sharks, $2.40 the Raiders, and 4.5 is the line. There's been some support for the Raiders, 5.5 into 4.5, 185 the plus, 195 the minus, 40.5 the total points. We always speak about the closeness of the games between the Broncos and the Cowboys, but this rivalry stems back to the final there a number of years ago between these two. It's always a high-quality game as well and a close game. So it makes me think that plus is very much in play, particularly with the number of forwards we're missing here for the Sharks.
I thought the plus was one of the better bets of the weekend. I just can't understand the market positioning here, that if you take Hamlin-Ueli, Hunt, Rudolph, Finucane, Nakora, and they're already without, Cole Coughlin, the back rower.
Calhoun.
You punch that out of this list, especially through the middle. That's four middles and two edge forwards. Adjust that rating. I mean, if they were all playing and the market's telling me that the Sharks would be, you know, minus 12 favourites, I couldn't have that anywhere here. I thought at best this was even picked them. I think the plus 4.5 is a bit of a luxury, because What are those back seven, if not back five, going to be able to play off here for the Sharks if they're missing all of those guys through the middle? The one thing about the Raiders is we know that they've just been really simple, really smart, a lot of high completion, a lot of field position, a really smart kicking game. There's some competition for what they need through the middle at the moment. Horsburgh's now playing New South Wales Cup, so they're back at full strength, barring Hopewadi being out. I think they bring a really strong, simple game plan here that can just play with field position and I think dictate and win. The other key thing about the Sharks is their poor record against the Raiders. They've lost 9 of the last 10 times that they've played, and many of those at Shark Park. Certainly with the Raiders, and I thought the plus 4.5 looked very generous.
To them and through them will be the instruction of Ricky Stewart this week, isn't it? Like, that's been the fashion that they've played the first 3 weeks. The first 2 weeks, they get the win. The third week, they lose no admirers in the manner in which they played against the Warriors. Tarpany is back to his best. Smithies is a very accomplished player. There's got another good one out of the UK. And then the improvement that we're seeing, well, Tim McCall is a test player now, but he's near unstoppable at different stages. And I think Seb Chris is a very good player. Fogarty's kicking game is full of control, and Rapana's competes on every single thing. So there's a lot to like about the Canberra Raiders side. We all had question marks about them at the start of the year, but this goes back to the point we made about some of the other teams, like the Dragons and the Titans. Like, if you put the maximum effort in, in the end, ability becomes secondary. And that's what we're seeing from the Raiders. And that's what we didn't see. I reckon that's the worst performance of the Sharks in the Fitzgibbon era that we saw last week. And I reckon there was different stages of the game at the back end there that players dropped their bundle. Like, you don't often see it. Sometimes it's hard to pick up, but you're looking at the effort and you go, wow, you guys are going through the motions and you are being towed up by the team that were heavily favoured to win the Wooden Spoon before this game. So a really, really ordinary performance from the Sharkies. The massive turnaround for them. I love the plus 4.5 for the Raiders.
And Jimmy, just on the Raiders too, I think the other thing which, you know, the question mark was, how did some of these young guys start to aim up and mature with their game? Smithies we didn't know a lot about. But I think the other guy that's really played very well is Sulo. I think he's getting better by the week and shows promise as a young front rower. Clearly Hosking's been a great pickup for them, but I liked, and I had a question mark about how he used him last week. I liked what he did. He gave Whitehead some time on that edge and then brought Hosking's on and then moved Whitehead around. I took the Darling Bride out for dinner last Saturday night. This was the only game I didn't watch, and I didn't go back and watch the replay because as I saw the scores coming through Leichhardt, I honestly thought I'd had too much to drink. I could not believe what was unfolding. And then I have it on very good authority that Mr. Fitzgibbon may well have left a few people with absolutely no doubt within 10 minutes of the finish of that game what he thought of what unfolded.
Yeah, not acceptable. Not acceptable for anyone.